It's not a cartoon. It's anime. Nah. Yes.
Whoa.
Coming in with the pro wrestling promo.
What happened to you?
Cool, brother.
Kenan went to 11 right there.
Did. I was having fun, man. It's good energy, man.
Oh, that's great.
I love y'all, brothers, man. Welcome to another episode. Oh, that I made sure. Squad is somewhat back three quarters, you know what I'm saying, man. Myself, Brendan, Rob.
Yes, sir.
No ice today.
Because he ain't shit.
All right, cool. You know?
He's out there celebrating the graduation of his sister. We're going to congratulate her. Congratulations, Ice sister.
Congratulations, Ice sister. Yeah. I'm so sorry that your brother ain't shit.
Jeez, I mean, what's more important, the graduation or the podcast?
He said that this is a podcast he has a strong opinion about.
What podcast is this, Brendan?
Brendan almost said it. Oh,
He says it, yet he doesn't live it.
Wow, that's a strong.
I'm just saying.
That's Brendan's opinion about it. Brendan's like, he does not.
Who has the most late show-ups and absences?
I mean, it's been a while.
You've been up there. You've been getting up there, Brendan.
With the absences?
Absences.
Not late. You work in the fucking building that we film in.
Cameron, you're not on camera. Stop it. Turn off your own microphone.
I don't have a camera because they haven't paid for it.
Put your own mic, Cam.
Literally, Brendan is right next door being like, I can hear this whole conversation. He's probably giving his opinion
Brendan
to himself.
Brendan will be here when we're taping and he's not in here.
Damn. He'll be next door
because
like this.
I'm keeping the lights on. What y'all doing?
Oh, here we go. Huh? We got $200 in the Patreon, motherfucker. That's what we did.
Yeah, that'll pay for this room.
Well, you know what we do on here, man. We do one-off. We do a debate. We talk our shit in it on here. We thank y'all for tuning in. You know what to do. Hit that like button. Hit the subscribe button. Hit that whatever button. Join us on patreon.com/animation. S-H-U-N. Patreon.com/animation. And what we got today, man? We got some news, probably some anime news this week, or
no anime news this week. Just got the recap for Bleach episode 17 through 20.
Episode 17, you know what it is,
season
man.
One,
episode 17.
Apparently, these are the last episodes. I thought there was more episodes after this, so I think we got to 20 episode 24, but apparently we didn't. So, I was a little shocked when that came in today, and they were just like, "Nah, that's the end of it, bro." What you
that's
talking
it.
About? I was like, "Oh shit!"
Hold on, Kenan, you didn't catch that?
That's all. I caught it. I let it roll. I let y'all go. Y'all
did you catch what I did? Okay, let's make a sure.
Yeah, I just let y'all roll with it.
That was great.
All right, man. So go ahead, get into your recap, Rob.
All right, we got
episode we got 17. It starts with what?
You know,
17.
17 through 20. I don't even know what I'm doing.
20.
Oh my god! All right. We pick back up with Ichigo bleeding out on the sidewalk from Renji's attack as the Soul Reaper points out the difference in skill. He charges in to finish off Ichigo, but Rukio holds his arm back from swinging down. In this moment, Ichigo gathers his strength and stands, ready to fight again. But Renji just shrugs Rukio off and gladly faces him, but is shocked when Ichigo emits a powerful increase in energy. The clash again, but Ichigo manages to slash Renji several times, dodges his Zenpakuto attacks, all while continuing to increase his energy. Renji's just absolutely baffled how he's able to do this. And he's about to finish off Renji when Byakuya gets involved, snapping his Ichigo's Zenpakuto and grabbing him, like basically stabbing him twice. So quickly, Ichigo doesn't even know what happened to him. He collapses. Rukia tries to run to him, but Renji grabs her, tells her, you know, even touching him is going to add 20 more years to your sentence. So he also alludes to Ichigo basically looking to someone that used to be involved in Rukia's life, you know, but he's still only a human. And, you know, clearly there's some deeper reason why Rukia is involved in Ichigo's life as much as she is. So to all their surprise, Ichigo's still alive and grabs Byakuya's robe. But Rukia rushes over, kicks his hand away, admonishing him for touching his brother. But really, she just seems to be protecting him at the end of this. Like, really, she's just like,
he's not the one.
You know,
he's not the one. Look at Cameron. Yeah. He is not the one. Is he, Cameron?
So we're going to see him get active soon.
He is not the one to
fuck with.
You do not fuck with him. Like, no.
Okay.
It's bad. No.
I can see that out the gate. He's a dope design,
too. Yeah, she's basically, you know, she's calling it like, hey, don't touch my brother. But also she's like, dude, you don't want to do this.
He will kill you.
He will kill you. and she, basically right after this, she begs him, like, do not get up. Do not follow after me.
Smart.
Like, you're in over your head. So, and Byakuya explains that, you know, his attack severed Ichigo's soul. So even if his connection to his soul energy, so even if he does survive, which is slim, he will have lost his Soul Reaper abilities. And with that, the other three head back to the Soul Society, leaving Ichigo out on the street. Not long after, though, Urahara shows up, takes him back to his shop, and Ichigo wakes up, covered by his mustached assistant, Desai. He pushes him off, but he realizes he didn't die, asks Urahara, you know, what happened? He explains that, you know, he saved him, and Nishida, whose injuries were minor enough that he was able to go home. However, after he left the Quincy, he said that, you know, he believes Ichigo is really the only person that can go and get Rukia back. Ichigo is doubtful, you know, that he can do that, that he can even get there to the Soul Society. But Urahara says he can help, that they have 30 days to save her. But before he will promise, you know, to let him go through, he's like, you have to let me train you for 10 days so you can get your level up. Otherwise, it'll be suicide. So he agrees. And, you know, Urahara can tell that he's got the will to see it through. So at school the next day, it's the last day before summer break, and the students are discussing their various plans for vacation. Ichigo wonders how they all could have forgotten about Rukia. As he walks home, Orihime approaches him, asks what happened to her. He explains the situation and is shocked to hear that she knows all about Soul Reapers, Soul Society, but she inspires him to go off and save Rukia, and you know, say that her place is truly with them. So as he heads off to the train, Chad appears with Yoruichi to let Orihime know that they had training to do as well. So in the Soul Society, Renji goes to check on Rukia, who's refusing to eat at this point, and they trade barbs, but Rukia's, you know, asking him if, you know, they really mean to kill her. And he's like, nah, your brother, he's going to get you out of this. This is all, you know, just no big deal. You know, he wouldn't let his own sister be killed, but Rukia knows the truth. She's like, listen, he doesn't give a fuck about me. He's never even so much as looked at me in the 40 years since I was adopted by the Kukichi clan. So at the Urahara shop, they are beginning Ichigo's training. He has trouble adjusting in his spiritual form now that he doesn't have his Soul Reaper powers. And his first test to get back into fighting shape is to fight Ruru, the little girl that works at the shop. And at first Ichigo's like, this is an insult. I'm not going to fight this little girl. But he is shocked to see.
Knew she was a problem.
She is a problem. Yeah. And Urahara says, like, she's got power equal to a Soul Reaper. So, you know, look out. So she sprints towards him and, you know, she just unleashes all these powerful attacks. It's really all Ichigo can do to just dodge them. He manages to land a glancing blow on her, but she counters and kicks him with, you know, a force that sends him flying. And it's only the fact that it's Desai catches him before he crashes into a cliffside that he even lives. So Urahara after that's like, hey, you passed. You know, I didn't say you had to beat her. You know, and she's got the powers. He wasn't going to do it. But, you know, you've shown you can dodge, you know, attacks at somebody on Soul Reaper level. So that's small progress. You're coming away. So with some progress here. So we're going to move on to the second test. With that, Tesai severs Ichigo's chain of fate from his chest, connecting him to his physical body. Elsewhere, Chad and Orihime, Yoruichi ask Ishida if he wants to join up in their little training sessions. He, of course, you know, once he gets over the shock of a talking cat, he says that, you know, he wants to work on his own. Rukia has nothing really to do with him. He wants to, you know, go to the Soul Society, really only so he can redeem himself for losing to a Soul Reaper. As the others leave, Ishida apologizes. He can't let this whole thing rest, and, you know, opens his box, and a whole bunch of, like, bright light comes out of it. So back to Urahara shop, they explained to Ichigo that his chain will start to eat itself. If he gets down to his chest, he's going to turn into a hollow. And the only way for him to stop that is to turn into a Soul Reaper once again. So Ichigo agrees to the test, but they surprise him, dropping him down a hole and chaining his arms behind his back. And as Ichigo watches in horror as his chain starts to eat itself, Urahara shouts down to him that he has 72 hours to turn into a Soul Reaper and reach the top. Otherwise, he's going to become a hollow and they'll have to kill him. Meanwhile, in the Soul Society, Byakuya delivers Rukia the tough news that she's been found guilty and will be executed in 25 days. He says that the next time they see each other will be at the execution stand, but Rukia refuses to cry as she leaves.
Boss.
Back with Chad and Orihime, Yorichi tries to teach them how to basically summon their powers by thinking back on what it was that inspired them, you know, what they were trying to protect. Chad struggles, but Orihime thinks back to her first time, you know, basically using her Shunshun Rika to protect her friend. And yeah, she's able to summon them, but some of them don't appreciate being summoned for no reason at all and attack her. And Yorichi's just like, all right, you're going to have to work on controlling that. So Ichigo's also struggling with summoning his powers and is trying to run up the sides of the pit while, you know, in between moments of the chain eating itself. All the while, Ururu and Jinta are mocking him and spitting down on him. We flash forward to several days later, and though Ichigo thinks he still has a ton of time left, his entire chain just breaks out into, like, teeth and starts eating itself away until there's just only a hole in his chest and a mass starts to form on his face. And the kids are ready to go take Ichigo out, but Urahara points out, you know, he's kept his body so far, which means he's fighting back. And from there, we go into Ichigo's psyche. He meets with a spiritual figure that tries to help him navigate his way back out. He explains that Byakuya only severed the power that Rukia gave him. But Ichigo had the powers of a Soul Reaper all along. And he has to go find it in this mountain of boxes that are falling all around him. And he remembers, you know, the technique to basically find the spiritual cloth, and that those of the Soul Reapers are red. And with that, he's able to basically track down his Inpakuto, and the spirit reveals himself to be the soul of the sword itself. And it's just like, hey, draw me out of this box, man. So in the real world, they're really about to kill Ichigo, but he actually, before his technique, Tesai's technique can be used to finish him off, an explosion erupts out of Ichigo, and he stands in his Soul Reaper uniform and uses the hilt of his Zenpakuto to smash the hollow mask that's on his face. So Urahara congratulates him for passing the second test, tells him the third one is going to be to knock his hat off his head. And with that, Ichigo swings, you know, with his still broken Zenpakuto, and actually manages to make a cut on the hat, but Urahara draws his own Zenpakuto from his cane and lets him know he's only warming up. Classic anime.
Yorihara is not to be fucked with as well. I'm going to point that out.
Both of these not fuck with seem
there's
very
there's a
obvious.
Lot of not. There's a lot of people in this show.
There's quite a few. And you meet a bunch of them in season 2.
Yeah, okay. There's a lot of people not to be fucked with in this show. And those are two, for sure.
Fuck yeah. At the Soul Society, one of those people, Byakuya, runs into a couple other Soul...
Byakuya.
Runs into a couple other Soul Reapers, some other captains, actually. There's Kenpachi and Ichimaru. They claim that they are there to check on him as his sister is due for execution. But clearly, it's to mock him, as Kenpachi refers to Rukia as a criminal and mixed into his bloodline. And, yo, he offers to behead Rukia himself. But, you know, Byakuya counters back that he'd behead him first. So tensions are about to boil over when Ichimaru just quickly pulls him away and is just like, hey, we never meant any trouble. Back with Ichigo, everyone watches as he's dueling Urahara. Ichigo doubts his Zenpakuto is legit, but he transforms it, you know, by saying its name and tells Ichigo that he must learn the name of his own, all while slicing away as what's left of his broken blade. Urahara tells Ichigo his sword is basically just a large empty vessel and that he'll kill him if he attempts to, you know, attack him with that toy. And Ichigo just does what he can, which is run and dodge in terror as the spirit actually managed to appear before him once more and tells him to call out his name without fear. With that, Ichigo finally learns his sword's name, Zengetsu, and releases a wave of energy, you know, revealing that his sword has no hilt or handle or handguard or any of that. So Ichigo warns Urahara to guard himself for this next attack since he can't control it yet, and unleashes a huge attack with his sword that blows his hat away. After all the effort the last 3 days, Ichigo just collapses in sleep. But Urahara notes the attack could have easily hurt him, taken off his arm, and that Ichigo's power it's up there. It's quite scary. So meanwhile, Ishida, Orihime, and Chad all finish their training, gain control of their powers, and a few days later, the high school kids kind of gather for some fireworks at the festival. Orihime says goodbye to Tatsuki before their trip, congratulates her on getting second place at a martial arts competition, and she seems to understand that there's something larger going on and basically tells Orihime, you know, I'll be waiting for you when you get back. Another few days later, Urahara summons Ichigo to the shop to head to the Soul Society, and as Ichigo's sneaking out, his father finds him and attacks him as usual, but in the end, he's just there to present Ichigo with a good luck charm from his mother and tells him, you know, bring this back with you. When Ichigo gets to the shop, he's shocked to see Chad, Ishida, and Orihime are all there, but they all want to go to rescue Rukia, and they head together down into the secret hideout as Urahara reveals the gate that he's prepared and tells him it's modified to let even those that aren't just souls to enter through into the Soul Society, but it's only going to stay open for 4 minutes. If you can't get through, you'll basically be trapped between worlds. So Yoruichi tells the group, you know, I'll guide you through. I'll, you know, just follow me. Warns, you know, if you get lost in there or if you lose in there, there's no coming back. So Ichigo says, if that's the case, we'll just have to win. And the bright light from the gates envelops them all, and they take off to the Soul Society at the end of season one.
All right. Thank you, Rob, for the recap, as always.
Now, great job, Rob.
To the questions, man. All right. I seriously.
Yo, I have ADD when I don't have my computer, man. Like,
I was
over here just like
messing with
God.
Us, turning down our sound and volume and shit like that,
trying to block my recap.
Oh, I was doing so much more than that, Rob. You just didn't see it.
I had to block it out. I had to block it out.
Cameron, you saw me being stupid, right?
Oh yeah, all the time.
Why you just bring your laptop in here? Then you have your laptop in the other office.
It's uploading something, so I couldn't move it.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
All right, down to the question portion of the show. First question. What power do you want to awaken inside of you? Because, you know, they're trying to awaken powers during the training for this and get his, you know, awaken his power. Just like every anime, you know, you got something inside of you, but it can go deeper. So what powers inside of you would you want to awaken? And who would be your sensei? For me, I feel like I still don't have the full-on I don't give a fuck in this shit when it comes to comedy. Hmm. It's not fully, I don't know why I'm hesitating, but I don't know what it is. Maybe it's a little bit of a fear there of people being like, okay, because, you know, right now everybody thinks like if you have a funny, even if you have a funny opinion, it's not necessarily, they feel like they attach it to you like, oh, this is what you really think. You really feel this way. It's like, no, motherfucker, it's I have funny, dark thoughts sometimes that are fucked up. Mm-hmm. And it just, I want to say it sometimes for y'all. And I feel like that's not there yet. I don't know what it is. And I feel like my sensei, who I want to be, or probably to help me probably awaken that, is somebody like a Dave Chappelle. Mm. Somebody like a Dave Chappelle, or maybe even like Dave Chappelle. I feel like, because he's right there. He drops a new special tomorrow, which will be on the 5th Tuesday. But I feel like he's there. I feel like he doesn't necessarily care. Because right now in our industry, you know, you're afraid to fuck off the money possibly. You know what I'm saying? If you say the wrong thing and whatever the case may be, it's like, oh, they don't let you make any mistakes in this industry. So there's a little bit of a fear there, but I want him to, I guess, help me awaken that.
Yeah, okay.
Rob.
I have no fucking idea. No, what power would I want to awaken in myself? I'm trying to think. Like, I wasn't even thinking about it like that. I was thinking like, oh, I don't know. I'd want spirit and energy powers. I want
actual anime powers.
No, this is Brandon, like you're talking about like real growth.
I know something for Rob.
He asked me about what I want. Yeah. What is this? Tell me about myself.
Yeah, when we get to Brennan, you can say that answer if you want to.
He could predict what I would say anyway.
I don't know. You could just take any one of many shitty routes.
It's not so shitty.
Okay. What would you say then?
Oh, it'd just be something like, you know, more motivation in the morning.
Oh, yeah. No, you know what? That's true. Okay, I'll go with that.
No. Fuck that, Rob.
After all that shit you just gave me.
I'll just go that.
What?
That's a pretty good one.
You was on his ass, Rob.
Wow.
Whatever shitty route you might go.
You know what the fuck, Brennan? I was like, actually, I was going to give you something to help you, motherfucker. Damn.
I don't know. Because the person trying to block my screen turned off my shit.
You're so unpredictable, Brennan.
You bring in this chaotic energy today, and then you...
Chaos! It's not always... Don't expect chaos
shocked.
Always to be the same.
And then you are shocked
then
when
you treat me as a monolith when I'm chaotic. Oh yeah, I am shocked.
All right, okay.
Yeah, you ain't got nothing for that.
No. Yeah, I don't know. If getting up early would be one thing I guess I could be better at, but it's not necessarily something I'd completely desire.
Yeah.
Maybe to be more motivated about, like, I guess, like, working out. Like, it's not really my thing. I don't really, like, I have to gamify, like, working out. That's, like, why the Apple Watch has been big for me.
Right,
or even, like, Ring Fit on the Switch is just, like, give me the experience points. You know, even when, like, I recently got back into, like, Duolingo, where it's, like, oh, if I want to learn something, like, gamifying it, you know what I mean?
Duolingo,
but, like, specifically with, like, working out, because, like, obviously, like, getting older, body holds on to things longer these days.
Absolutely.
But my wants and needs as far as my diet has stayed the same. So, I'd love
to. You mean
to,
your wants, not your wants. Needs.
And there's no motivation from like.
My strong wants.
There's no motivation from Andrea to be like, yo, man, you know, Rob, you know, you see a little six pack there. I like the. She's just like, I like the way you are.
Andrea is very much so like, I love you who you are. I love Rob.
Yeah.
I don't love that body.
I can see why the motivation is probably even not there too. Just like. My girl fucking loves me. Like,
yeah, we're good.
My girl's the same way.
Genuinely loves me.
My girl's the same way. Like, she's just like, yeah, you know, I love you for you. And I'm just like, I know, but like, what if I was fat? She'd be like, I'd still love you. And I'm like, that's crazy.
Until you get really fat. Yeah.
She's like, this is how you look. You look a little different fat.
Actually,
well, that's the thing, because like, that's it. Like, I'm not trying to go like all the way, because I know like there's a line. Like,
yeah, of course.
Of course there's a line. But no, like, she's never been like, you know, man, like Rob, like.
Come on, Rob.
Come on. Like, what are we doing here?
Yeah.
But no, if I had to pick somebody to, God. And see, that's the thing. That's my problem is like, because I've tried to do some of those like workouts, whether it be like a video or like online or whatever.
Yeah.
And like the energy that those trainers come in with, it's too much. Like, I can't, like, I can't take it.
Yeah.
So who would I want as my sensei? I would just take, man, I wish I could just like make, I'm just going to say an anime guy. I would love to have, Mr. Aizawa, from My Hero Academia.
He's super calm and cool.
He's super chill, but he, you know, he gets people motivated. He brings it out. He brings the greatness out in the kids.
Yeah.
I'd love him for just like, all right, like, it's not super intense, but like, it is what it is. Like, come on, let's get up.
He's gonna
let's
find
do
a way
this
to get,
shit.
He's gonna find a way to get it done regardless. Brandon. Yep.
I'd actually say mine's a little bit more of a past tense. In the sense of like. What Rob was saying, the only reason I could think of the thing for you, Rob, is because it's something I've recently gone through, is that I would say that I would want to be able to awaken the discipline within me to be able to be consistent about the things that I want to build for myself.
That's a lot of people, man.
No, and the thing is, but I've done it. That's what I say. Yeah. Well, I shouldn't say I've done it.
You're doing it.
I'm in it. I'm in it. As you know, anybody in this room who's been around me lately could tell you, like, I have been a focused person the past 3-4 months. And I'll say this, it wasn't a person. It was life.
Mm. Yeah.
It was absolutely life that gave me that motivation. It was just like, oh man, shit just be happening in these streets.
Yeah.
And in that, I was just like, all right, well, you know, let's make the best of every moment. So here we are.
Okay, I feel that. That's a good answer.
Who's your sensei, though?
Yeah.
Life.
No.
That's not a person.
Who would be my sensei? My brother. My brother is literally the most disciplined person I've ever encountered in my life.
See that?
Like, he'd cut out, like, let me just, all right, if y'all want to go about some discipline, like, when I say the most disciplined person I've ever even seen before, my brother has gone 6 days without eating anything, literally just drinking distilled water.
That's crazy.
Just to see, because he wanted to see what happened.
No real.
He completely cut sugar out from his diet, including any kind of added sugars to anything for like a year. Like zero sugar.
No fruit, nothing?
Like, no, fruit's okay, but like any kind of, any added sugar to anything, which means like almost any kind of bread, most kinds of rice. Like, there's just like anything that has any kind
no
of added
cookies?
Sugar.
Oh, this nigga tripped.
Shut up.
That is crazy.
Cookies is my weakness. That's what I'm saying.
My brother did that. Like, my brother did, he completed P90X. He completed, you know, what's the one after that? Insanity. He does Insanity every single day. Man. You know what I'm saying? Like, he learned how to play guitar. Like, when I say learned how to play guitar, like, he took an actual master's course and now is like a master guitar player in like a year. Like, he does that kind of shit because he's so disciplined. So for me, I'm like, I could take just a note from his book. It's like, he's a perfectionist and he's super disciplined. And when he makes his mind up about something, in my mind, it's already done. He's like, I'm going to learn how to play guitar. I'm like, well, damn, he's the best I've heard.
And he's had that since we were younger, too?
He's been like that since we were children.
It's so funny to see the difference between brothers. My brother, I won't say he's disciplined in every area, but he's a lot more disciplined than I am.
Yeah.
Like, it's not even fucking close. And I'm getting better.
Yeah, definitely saves a lot of money on clothes.
Oh, I talked to him about that.
He's very disciplined with his wallet in the fashion
district. Yo, so let me tell you real quick.
I'm sure he came for me, didn't he?
Let me tell you quick. This is what happened, right? So he said, I was like, I brought it up to him, and he kind of started laughing or whatever. And he was like, let me tell you a quick funny story about that. You know, Brittany, his wife, whatever, she was like, she saw it. And I guess they had got into like a little bit of a back and forth earlier in the day.
Oh, wow.
And she was just like, I'll tell him after. The pettiest shit.
Damn.
She
let him walk out the house just to be petty?
Shit.
Yo.
Because their relationship pretty, both of them were pretty petty. And he was just like, oh, okay. You got me with that one. You got me.
She got him. He got himself, and she just didn't save him. That's what happened.
I was like, man. Yo.
To death do we part, huh?
Yeah, that was hilarious.
Yeah, that was some real Batman, like, I'm not going to kill you, but I don't have to save you.
Yeah, yeah, very much that energy.
All right, man, next question. Jensen said he preferred Ichigo's old sword to his new one. Which one do you think looks better?
Wait, who said that?
Jinta, the little boy that works at the Urahara shop.
Yeah, he was when he got the new sword.
His old sword looked dumb. The new Zangetsu looks so much better.
Yeah, Rob. What, yeah.
No, I agree. I feel like the last one looked almost like a prop.
Yeah,
like
it's clunky.
Know what I mean? Like kind of just like. And that's one of the things that people would point out about it. Like some of the other Soul Reapers that he'd run into, they'd be shocked by how large it was.
Yeah,
and then they'd be like. Well, what, you don't even know what you're doing with that thing. Like, and it looked like even to the point, like... yeah, like even he got it like stuck in a wall or whatever when he was there with the psychic guy. I forget his name, but I like the new look better. It's simple, it's clean. It looks like it'll cut you up.
Yeah,
leave you bleeding on the floor. So I prefer the new look.
Well, the name means moon cutter.
Interesting.
Yeah, that's what Zangetsu means.
Okay. Interesting,
Brennan.
Yeah, new one for sure. It's There will be evolutions.
There are levels to the Zanbaktos,
there are
too.
Fucking levels to Zanbaktos. So, yeah, just keep watching.
Okay.
You'll see. There's definitely different versions I like more, but I'd say the initial version of the sword is my least favorite.
Okay. I mean, I like what he has, right? The new one right now, too. Because when I first saw it, too, it reminded me of Guts from Berserk. And I was just like, I hate it. When we watched that Berserk movie, I was like, I hate this big-ass long sword, man. It just doesn't, like, it's slow. It's hella clunky. And it just gave me that same vibe. I was just like, oh, this is going to be a sword for the whole damn 9 seasons, whatever this is. Ugh.
And the wrapping around it, at least around the handle, too, kind of gives me that same vibe of, what's his face, from Demon Slayer.
Nosuke?
Yeah, you know, Nosuke.
Yeah.
His whole, like, you know, his swords that are wrapped up in the cloth. It's pretty dope.
Yeah. All right, next question. This is from Ice. If you were on death row, what would be your last meal? Brennan.
You know, I've been asked this question before, and I've never had a good answer for it. I've always tried to figure out, like, what's the type of poison that would kill me the quickest? Because the last thing I want to do is...
Give them the satisfaction of being able
give them
to
the satisfaction. So
that's
for me,
a good answer, actually.
Yeah,
I
just like, give me the
that's
cyanide...
That's a Brennan answer,
like,
for damn sure.
Give me
yeah,
the cyanide sure. smoothie, please.
That would take... No, so you don't want to... Cyanide's not fun to
no,
go.
No, so I just say, whatever is just going to be like, I'm just going to fall asleep and then die, like, immediately. Like, I'll take that. But if I had to pick food, I'd probably say, like, some, like, a langostino roll sushi. That's like a big crawfish sushi thing. That's, like, really, like, has, like, a lot of sauce on it and stuff. It's really
Is it
good.
Baked?
It's a baked sushi.
I only do baked sushi rolls, yeah, especially baked lobster type of roll.
I don't know if you've ever had crawfish before. It's similar to lobster. It's very similar to lobster.
Yes.
It goes hard. Just remember that. Langostino roll. If you like baked sushi, then langostino roll is the peak. Honestly, there's a lot of places you can get that.
There's a place over here that does like a baked kind of crawfish lobster roll over here, but and it's pretty good. But I want to try other places lobster rolls normally.
There's a couple places in Glendale that are incredible. I'll send them to you.
Okay, cool. Rob,
I'm not much of a foodie, to be honest with you. Maybe that would have been one of my other superpowers that I could have awakened inside of me, is somebody teach me how to appreciate food better. So honestly, I'm gonna go with a pretty basic answer here. Just give me like Supreme Pizza from New York. Give me like a New York City Supreme style pizza with all the toppings on it, you know, pepper, onions, you know, sausage, pepperoni, mushroom, all that. That's all I want. Pizza's my go-to meal. I could have that like 7 days a week. Love that shit. Like there was a time when like Andrea was like, I'm gonna be out for the day or whatever, like, you know, you do your thing, you're on your own. I just ordered a pizza. I was like, I'm eating pizza all day.
Yeah,
all day pizza. And I had a great time. It was awesome.
I could just see Rob with his boxes of pizza in college and everything.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Oh man, pizza's from all over the place. So pizza would be my answer.
Man, I would try to get as much endless lobster as possible with some butter sauce. That's it. And just try to die of like a sodium overdose or whatever, cholesterol overdose beforehand.
That wouldn't happen.
Yeah, I don't have any like food allergies, but that would be another one where it's just like, if you were allergic to peanuts, just get me like a cookie with some peanuts.
You'll never take me alive, you bastards. Yeah, but
then they're coming up and be like, well, actually, we weren't going to we weren't gonna do it.
We got a call from the governor.
Hit me with the shot.
Hey, I actually saw a fact that's crazy about death row in Japan. Mm-hmm. Did you know that in Japan they don't tell the death row inmates when they're going to die, like what day is their death day of death?
So
they all wake up every day wondering if it's the last day they're gonna live.
That is stressful. That is
that's just part. I mean, I'm here for it. Like,
I'm not mad at it. Death row, just like, damn.
If you're on death row, it's just like, yeah, bro.
I mean,
like,
so to be honest, there's probably not a lot of people on death row in Japan.
No,
yeah,
there's very few. A lot of people in prison in general.
No, nope.
Yeah, but I get that too, and I understand. Probably even at a certain point in time, just like, all right, let me just live life instead of being so concerned with. But it's like, I'm sure at that first point, I'll be like, the anxiety would be fucking crazy.
But also, the people on death row there have probably done like terrible, terrible, terrible things.
Of course, yeah.
I have to imagine.
All right, yeah. So yeah, just a bunch of lobster for me. That's it. No, not that not that bullshit ass Red Lobster stuff either. next question: Could you execute your sibling? Now, I know, Rob, you don't have siblings, so I guess it would be somebody super, super close to you, of course.
Rob doesn't get to answer this question. Every time we do a sibling question with him, man, he just fucks up everything.
No, he's going to answer this question, because I got
he'd be on some bullshit.
Fine,
bro.
You know what? Let's go Rob first then.
I don't know what you want me to do.
Rob.
Okay, let's say instead of sibling, Rob. Best one of your friends.
No, Rob.
You don't care.
Rob.
What?
Could you execute Andrea?
No, not like if she was just like had done some shit. Like if this is the thing where it's like if it's a zombie apocalypse, somebody's bit or like they turned, then it's like, all right, like you gotta have to like do something. But if this is a situation where we're talking about like in Bleach, where it's just like it's a family member or a loved one, like my future wife is like broke some stupid fucking bylaw because like some stupid ancient rule that led to the saving of lives, I'm not fucking executing her for that. That's ridiculous.
Yeah. I mean, I'm with you. When I saw this, and I'm guessing there's going to be a twist at some point or whatever the case may be, but after getting like, yo, Keenan, we need you to execute your brother. I'm be like, I'm not fucking doing it. And then from what y'all saying, his brother is that nice, I'll be like, try me. Maybe there's other people nicer than him.
Yeah, I was going to say he wouldn't. He's not. I mean, he's
understand. I
he knows his place in the hierarchy.
I'm just saying there's an entire soul society. Like,
yeah. I figured there's a hierarchy.
That's the thing. There's like if you're that devoted to something where you don't see that you've got like blinders on.
Yeah.
Because I'm just saying like there's people that can give Byakuya the hands.
But what I'm saying is I'll ask a couple of questions like why would you want me to do this? And now if your reason is like, well, this is your job, you got to do it for this reason. But like, man, fuck all this shit. I'm not, at the end of the day, I got to take as many people out as I can. Then at that point.
See, this is what cults do.
Yeah.
They try to turn you against your family and your loved ones.
I'd be like, you know what? All right, you're right, man. And then whoever's in front of me, I'm trying to take as many motherfuckers out before I go. And if I take my sister out after that, so hopefully I can give her a warning beforehand and get up out of here. But you're not going to. There's no way you get me to do that shit.
Yeah.
Brennan, you got a twin, man.
All I want to talk about is Byakuya and how he ranks in Soul Society. But
I know, yeah.
Man.
And there's so many other levels to like
there's
their,
so many
their
fucking
relationship
levels.
And all that.
Okay.
The only thing I'll say that doesn't give away anything at all about the show, it just tells you about how Soul Society is set up, is that there are 12 squads in Soul Society.
13.
13 squads, thank you. 13 squads in Soul Society. Each one of them has a captain. And the captains are of varying levels, but somewhat similar. And then there's like a king captain. Byakuya is one of the captains. Renji is a vice.
He's a lieutenant.
Lieutenant. So it's one below the vice captain. They have very specific rankings, like military rankings in Soul Society.
Okay.
So that's what we're saying.
It's kind of like I was talking to Rob. It's very much kind of like a Jedi Order adjacent, to be honest.
Yes. Yes. Very much so like that.
So there's like a council and
you've
all
got
that.
Like the masters, and then you've got the knights, and then you've got the
there literally is a council,
kind of
too, actually.
Yeah, there is.
There actually is a council.
Always a council.
Yeah.
So to answer the question, no, I wouldn't do it.
Wouldn't do it? Okay.
No.
Yeah, I think that's, and I'm guessing he's not going to even go for it with it, but we'll see. Isis, next question.
I don't know.
I mean, maybe we don't know.
I mean, he's the one who pulled up to go take her to the execution block. Let's forget
about he seemed pretty stoic there, Keenan.
We'll see.
All right, this is Isis' next question. The animation cast, but in Bleach, you can only choose 4 people going with you to the Soul Society. So we saw that he got 4 people going to Soul Society. Chaz. What's his name? Chad?
Chad or Hime and Ishida.
Right, they're going with him to the Soul Society. So really only choose 3, right? Not 4.
Yeah, I guess it's
3 plus you.
3 plus you. So yeah, so 3 people. So this is Ice's question. Anyone wants to answer? Who wants to answer first? Brennan.
So is this like we're choosing...
Are we choosing real people or
other people.
Anime characters or anything we want?
He's saying animation cast, but in Bleach. You can only he didn't even specify, so... I don't even fucking know.
Is it just like a who's what character in this situation?
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't understand the question.
Well, we can play it several different ways.
Okay, it seems like what he's saying is pretty much you're Ichigo, and you get to choose you get to choose four people that are going with you to the Soul Society. Now, I'm not maybe saying in real life, like your friends, like for who, what four friends would you choose to go with you, or maybe he's saying the four people from them, from the show himself. I'm not. He didn't specify. Let's just go with four friends that you grew up okay. with. Fuck it, because he didn't specify at all. So let's just go with four friends. I got mine. If you guys want to wait it up,
yeah,
you go ahead, man.
Okay, yeah.
I don't think I'm gonna do it.
Brennan is such like a like he gets so childish with his thing.
It's when not getting childish.
When he doesn't like, like an answer, when he's like a question, he goes,
like, I could bring up four friends, but like nobody would
know
why.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying though. I have to explain why y'all don't know these motherfuckers. I don't think it's a good question.
So I'm not in your team, Brennan. I'm just
kidding. Yeah. I mean, no. Who cares? It's like it's part of just the fun of it. It's not about like
it's just. For me, I'm just like, I don't have a good answer, and I don't think it's a good question. So why would I waste anybody's time?
How about we pivot the question, other anime, characters from other anime, not
that
Bleach.
I could do.
Let's just do that.
Yeah, let's just do that.
That would be dope.
Let's
instead
just do
of
that.
People that nobody knows who they are.
It's an anime
I'm
podcast.
With you, but it's still childish.
It's an anime podcast.
I'll concede that.
How about this? We just do like a quick draft. We only can go 1-1-1-1 up until we have a group of four. Because otherwise, I'm going to take the top four.
Oh, so we collectively make a group of four?
No. He's saying like, Brennan chooses one,
okay,
and then,
gotcha.
Yeah, so it's fair. Because, yeah. Okay, go ahead.
What's the guy's name from Jujutsu Kaisen?
Gojo.
Gojo.
I'll take Gojo.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Nah. Okay.
All right. Rob, go ahead.
I'm taking Mob.
Taking Mob? Ooh. Okay. I'm taking Saitama.
Wait, hold on. No.
I was going to say
whoa.
One Punch Man.
Whoa. I was picking random orders. We wasn't going clockwise or nothing.
Now we go clockwise. Look, man.
He's sitting over there.
He's not on camera.
He's not on camera.
This is true. I've not participated in any of the other questions.
All right, fine. Yeah, okay, fine.
I always make like an honorary team. I always answer the questions in my head honorary,
right.
But nobody ever asks.
Fair enough.
Saitama.
There you go.
One Punch Man.
Weiss.
Cam. No, are we going to bring Cam back in now?
I'm going to think of mine. You guys can go through it.
I'll take Weiss.
Weiss? Okay. Rob.
That's a good one. I was gonna. I'll take.
Well, Weiss can't fight, so that's a bad pick.
He can reverse time if shit goes bad.
Just keeps doing that over and over again. All right, I'll take Beerus. He can fight.
Yeah,
he can destroy.
Yeah,
I'll take Beerus.
I'll take either one of the Grand Xenos' bodyguards because he's stronger than all of them.
Damn. Yeah, it's true.
We're so whack.
I mean, you started this with the Weiss pick. To be honest.
Yeah, that was terrible. I'm gonna go a different direction now.
Okay.
I will take. I'd actually. I can't. I'm gonna say Yamamoto.
Just from this show.
Yep.
Okay.
You can't. I said outside of Bleach, you can't just bring one.
Oh, you can't bring somebody inside
you can't
of Bleach.
Bring fucking Yamamoto.
He's, Yamamoto
you
would
can't
be the
do
shit.
That?
Oh, he'd be so great. Okay, sorry. Damn. What other anime have we watched? I'll take Mika. Just why not? Fuck it.
Just a big dude in a big old robot.
Yeah.
I'll take Van Hohenheim.
Ooh.
You like him, Rob.
Yeah, you
picked him on like any other.
He's great.
Yeah. You seem to remember him more than anyone else remembers.
He's super powerful.
He is.
I mean, the dude's a living. I mean, spoilers. I won't get into it.
Yeah.
But the dude is great. He's got a lot of power. You know, trying to redeem the anime dads out here.
Okay. Okay. I'll pick another anime dad myself. One of the best anime dads in the whole game. Thor's. I'll pick him. Just for the
okay.
Fun
okay.
I like that pick.
Yeah,
I like that pick a lot.
That was a good pick.
Brennan, I think it's back with you.
Now you got me thinking about Vinland Saga.
Goblin Slayer.
Oh, God.
Potions. Good
potions.
Just in case you run into any goblins.
You
in
have
Soul
to have
Society.
Weiss reverse time every fucking time to save his ass because he's going to be dead within every time.
He'd be so
you
dead.
Know, you know that, right?
So fast.
Are you going online to look right now? Come on, Brennan.
I will take.
What do you just
I'll take? All
strongest anime character.
All Might. Ooh, that's
All Might in his prime.
That makes sense.
Okay.
That's a good
he'll
pick.
Fuck shit up.
All right.
Rob. I'll take that sickly girl from Blades of the Immortal that like played the guitar and like fucked people up just like swinging a guitar blades over her head. Because, you know, I got going up against a bunch of sword fighters. I'll need somebody that can fight
sword
fighters.
You also don't know what you're going up against in the Soul Society. None of you guys do except for Brennan. So, like,
okay.
That's why I got a psychic. I got
Rob just
I got an alchemist. I don't even remember who I got.
Bronze,
I got a sword fighter. What?
Okay, I guess that's bronze. I said you don't have any bronze.
I got Beerus.
Beerus is bronze. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
That's my four.
That's your four. Last pick. Robert only get this pick, I guess. He only understand this, but I'll pick the Stone Pillar.
Okay. Yeah. Good pick.
Stone Pillar from
Now, okay. I know what it's from.
That's all I was adding on. That's my piece of shit.
Oh, man. All right. Hey, good pick.
All
good
right,
pick.
Cool.
Thanks for that question, Ice.
So I actually got a question after Rob's question.
Yeah.
That you guys can get a chance. But it'll be a fun question anyways. It's not on here. Rob, your question was, would you want a pet that can talk? Like Urichi.
It occurred to me after I wrote this and submitted this question. I think I'm the only person on this podcast with a pet.
Yes.
I don't know why you're looking at me. You know I ain't got no pet.
I know you don't got one. You don't have any personal pets. All that to say, absolutely not. No, absolutely not. Not in 100 years.
What was the question?
Would I want a talking pet? And the answer is absolutely not.
Well, wait until... I'm not going to say anything about it.
I'm just saying. Like, if you have an animal living in your house, not only would it be like, oh, they've seen too much, they know too much, but, like, having just an animal just, like, that walks around and just talks and, like, just spouts out their random ideas all day. One of the greatest parts about having a pet is, like, having another living thing that doesn't fucking talk to you all day. It just, like, chills with you. It just gets it. You guys vibe. You have, like, a simpatico relationship, and it just goes from there. You don't need to have a conversation. You just relax. And so, no, I would not want a pet that could talk. And, like, you hear pet's opinions all day? Come on.
Considering that I know what happens with that cat, I'll take the cat.
I was like, I'll take you.
Yeah, I'll take that fucking cat.
Because I was going to say that I would actually.
I bet you would.
Yeah. I personally, when I thought about it, because I wasn't thinking about it on the level as Rob was thinking about, like, it's going to be talking all day. I was just like, man, at first I was like, I probably want a bird, like an actual bird that can actually have a real conversation, not like a parrot, you know, that kind of just says random shit. Because I'm like, it can go out and go look for some shit. Hey, is this going on over there? Let's look at it. It can go fly back to me and be like, "Hey man, let's not head over there, bro. It ain't worth it. Let's go over here. Let's do this." I wouldn't mind it.
You're sick, Cameron. You're sick.
What did you find out? How'd you find out? Oh, okay. Did you show them? Come on! I wanted them to find out later on.
Come on! It doesn't sound like a man in a show.
It does.
They talk about that.
Okay,
I'm sure it gets addressed.
They explain all that.
Okay,
yeah.
But no, I mean, I get that. There are even some gray parrots that are intelligent enough that you can have like.
Back and forth with him?
Yeah.
I'll take the talking. If I can get that cat, I'm in.
Right. This is so weird because it's just like, yeah.
Fuck that cat?
Yeah, exactly.
Huh? You said you can fuck that cat?
I can see Brendan being like, yeah, you know what? Turn into the cat.
Did you see what the cat could do?
Turn into the cat. You know what? Matter of fact, just turn your behind into the cat. I can see y'all doing that, bro.
Why are you saying this, Keenan? No, Brian and I aren't saying that.
Oh,
it's just the fact
God.
That she can turn into a cat. That's the only, that's just an aspect.
Whatever, man. She's beautiful, and that's why y'all saying that you will want the cat.
Yeah.
Okay, then.
She's bad as fuck.
Okay, then.
She's one of the baddest anime characters there is.
After seeing that, she actually
is. She's like literally top tier anime
is she black
character.
Too?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Purple hair. Black.
She's black with purple hair and kicks ass. Like.
Okay. Why is she not on one of these? He didn't put them on none. This is her?
I think that's
her right there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's her right there.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. Literally on his shirt.
Literally wearing.
Right there.
She looked like Starfire from Teen Titans.
Yeah, she does look like Starfire.
So yeah, I would have never.
But
even
I think she looks better than Starfire, to be honest.
Well, Starfire is usually aged younger, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've never really had a thing for Starfire. It's too young.
Okay.
That's fair.
Yes. Smart move.
Cops but I said, did you watch.
Smart move.
No, did you watch. what's it called? The one on.
Teen Titans on.
No, Titans. Not Teen Titans.
Yeah, Titans on HBO Max.
It's a black woman on that
yeah,
one.
She
she's black on there, yeah. That show, I'm watching season one. That shit is fucking crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Yo, it is.
It's crazy.
Oh, that's when I learned about like the regional things with Netflix is that you only can watch certain shows, certain regions.
Yeah, you explained
yeah.
it.
Yeah, I downloaded that shit and I was like, oh, man, I'm so excited to watch the last episode because I didn't download it. I got
that
home.
That sucks.
And then I got home and it's like, you can't watch it because
you're probably
don't...
on HBO, though.
It's on HBO Max.
It is now.
Yeah,
it is.
Back then it wasn't. It's like 10 years ago.
It was only on the DC.
The DC
universe. Had their own
I was
thing.
So mad.
Okay.
How many seasons of that show are there?
Three. No, there's a newest one. The third season just dropped.
Only seen.
There's another one coming out, I think, too. They said it got greenlit for like a fourth thing.
I just love how dark that show is.
Oh, yeah. It gets darker, Brennan.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, it's dark as hell. I love that.
I like that.
All right, so this is a question that I had.
Pop quiz.
You guys ready for this?
Sure. All right.
It might be an easy question. I don't know. But we're only going off of season one. Who do you got in a one-on-one fade, knowing what you know from season one, and that's it? Ichigo or Tanjiro?
I knew you were going to do this.
Let me go.
So Tanjiro after
only
the movie?
Season one, though.
It's only season one of both of these characters.
Can you include the movie?
Include the movie of...
The demons.
That's fair. Include the movie. Yeah.
Oh, can I answer first?
Yes.
Ichigo.
Yeah.
Only season one.
Yeah, Ichigo.
Still Ichigo.
He has like superhuman strength and shit.
See, well, he fucking stopped that giant-ass hollow?
He has super strength. Like a motherfucking pill.
All that cool magic stuff, as I was told, in Demon Slayer doesn't actually happen. You're just actually fighting with a sword. Whereas in
he's literally a sword fighter in Demon
Bleach,
Slayer.
You actually have all of that.
He could jump
in that.
Literally over buildings.
The reason why I was going to pick at least lean towards Tanjiro from season one because I feel
smarter?
Like after not just that
definitely
yeah.
not just that but Ichigo can't fight. He's a terrible fighter. He's
one
horrible.
One-on-one swordsman fight.
End of season
like,
one with his...
He still can't fight.
If Aaron Donald walked up in his room and we were just somebody's like, yo, this motherfucker can't fight. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, it's like, and Kylus is like a trained fighter.
I hear what you're saying.
My money goes to Aaron Donald.
I hear what you're saying. I know somebody there. I know people there. That's like saying you get Aaron Donald versus Errol Spence. Errol Spence is beating the brakes off Aaron Donald. But Aaron Donald can't fight, bro. And Errol Spence is a trained fighter.
But all it takes is one little fucking slip up.
He can't fight.
One little slip up.
Yeah, but Ichigo's got so much power that, yes, you didn't see in season one, but he still has all of it, and he would eventually...
Yeah, like, you saw what he did to Renji. Like, he just powers up to whoever's next to him.
What I'm saying is, for me, the reason why I still have Tanjiro, if they know, I feel like he has to get pushed to that power. I feel like Tanjiro's already...
Tanjiro's got to get pushed to it.
The thing is, Ichigo got that instinct in him that all protagonists do in Shonen.
Right.
It's like, you know,
sure.
They both have the same instinct. Like, I'm never going to quit until my body stops. And the thing is, I think Tanjiro's going to give him the business for a while, but then Ichigo is going to go to the next level, and Tanjiro won't be able to go there with him. That's all there is to it.
I think Tanjiro...
Tanjiro's a bit too nice, too.
Tanjiro's going to be like, man, let me think about your past. Ichigo's going to be like, and Lunar Fang, death of
so
everybody.
You think, so what about the other characters on there? What about... Zenitsu and Inosuke, because Inosuke is not going to care. He's going to kill this guy.
I think like it's a situation where it's a tough matchup because if you put Ichigo up against them with his power, like power set versus power set, Ichigo takes out all of them.
Yeah,
I don't even think it's that close.
Everybody in the comments is saying Ichigo is not even.
It's just a straight up like strip the powers away, give Ichigo a sword, goes up against each one of those guys.
Oh, it's not even close.
It's Tanjiro and Inosuke win. Zenitsu, no. I don't think Zenitsu. Well,
nah,
maybe.
If he goes to sleep.
If he fucking falls asleep.
Which he would. He does in every fight.
Yeah.
So
it works out. But as swordsmen, the Demon Slayer kids are way more accomplished swordsmen than Ichigo is at this point.
But he's just too powerful. It's just overwhelming power.
Yeah.
Like, that's just like, yeah, like, you know, I don't know.
It's like having a tank and a guy who's a sniper. Yeah, the sniper's very good shot, but the tank's just going to blow up your location.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
So,
all right.
That's a good analogy. I was trying to. Thank you. I was failing so bad. My brain was just like, analogy, nothing.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think he's as skilled as the Demon Slayer guys, but he does have just the power that they don't.
I was going on strictly skill set. I guess I wasn't necessarily looking at his like superpower in the sense of like he's just using this extra superpower to like jump over buildings. I was going up there fighting skills. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, Ichigo can't fight for shit. I feel like
but
most,
even when Tanjiro
most characters
blocks
will...
one of his sword attacks, he's gonna throw him through a building.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like
But that's the first thing that literally every person he's run into that isn't a hollow is like, oh, you don't know what the fuck you're doing.
Yeah. But then he still wins.
Just wait till he does.
Because I'm going off of it. Let's say Tanjiro was like, all right, this is a death match. I got to get this guy out of here. Skills-wise, if he gets to him first, it's over.
Yeah, wait until, wait until Ichigo learns to pick some sword skills.
Tanjiro will smell the open thread.
Yeah, I feel like
find
it's like,
the
all right,
opening.
Yeah, you have to kill him, and then boom, cuts off his head. Nezuko kicks his head off like a soccer ball. He wins.
There you go.
All right.
If he gets Nezuko in there,
Or Nezuko helps him out. We're not going to necessarily have probably time for the next question, but so let's just go off our likes and dislikes, and then scores. Overall scores for these four, and then overall scores. I guess Brennan can go last as he's watched his anime. I'll go first.
Yeah.
These four episodes were cool. They weren't great. The training part was cool. Like I said, I didn't know these were the last four. I didn't go into it like it was the last four. I watched them actually earlier this morning, and I was just like, all right, let me watch these real quick. Let me get it out the way. And then I found out this is the end. So I'm very upset. Because I'm just like, I know it's about to get active now. So,
this is just the inciting incident. Like, Rukia leaving is basically, if you look at the story arc as like a whole, that's the inciting incident. So, you're only in the first little tiny leg. So, now everything goes up from here.
Yeah, and I can imagine, yeah. So, my dislike is my own fault. I didn't know it's the last four. So I can't blame the show for that. Likes... We're finally getting some training. It's like finally you get after fucking 20 episodes, he gets training, which is crazy to me, but it is what it is.
Yeah.
But it's still the four episodes are still fun to watch. I still was able to enjoy them. I give these a 6,600. The show overall, I feel like The show overall isn't that much higher than me. It's like maybe like a 7,200. But I feel like the show, if I keep watching, is going to be in the high 8,000s. Because just watching these last 4 hours, it's like, fuck, this is going to start to get incredible.
Yeah.
This is going to, like, seeing these new characters kind of pop in now. We're seeing the hierarchy of better characters that got skills. So I'll give it a 70. I'll give it a 7,500 overall. The 20 episodes that we watched, because I know the show is going to be better than this.
For the first season, that's valid.
Yeah, Rob.
Yeah. Listen, I think what the show does really well is world building. Like I can tell just by looking at this, we are only scratching the surface of so many deeper meanings and things and plot lines and like worlds that this author seemed to have in mind just even in this first season. And that's crazy. Like the fact that these things, like we're not even scratching the surface of what I know we're going to get to because of how many episodes there are.
Right.
So I enjoyed the world building quite a bit. I think they did a great job with the characters. I feel like there's not really any, you know, there's characters I enjoy more than others, but there's nobody that I'm like, this person again.
Right.
So I feel like they did a good job with the characters.
That's how I feel about Cone.
Oh, I could see that.
But he's overall very manageable. Because I was thinking back to, like, because there is usually a character like that in most animes that I'm like, I can't stand them. There's no one who sticks around in this show long enough for you to hate them.
It has enough screen time.
They manage them very well.
I'll give it that.
Yeah, he wasn't in these last 4 at all, right?
No.
Yeah.
Hardly. I don't think at all. No.
Fuck Cone.
So that's what I do like about it. What I think would make it better, one of the things that kind of bothered me, and I brought this up a lot, I feel like what they haven't done a great job of is establishing danger. We've been seeing, and maybe that's coming.
Oh, it is.
Maybe that's coming. But like, and I've said this about other shows we watched too, even with like My Hero and yada yada, but it's like, bodies got to start dropping.
Yeah.
Like, because like you're talking about like the evil and good and like at its most extreme, and you know the fate of the world hanging in the balance. And I feel like right now everything kind of comes down to like, oh, they're about to deal the final blow, and then somebody comes in and just like saves the day. And to some points, it's even multiple times per episode. And so that I got tired of by the end, to the point where I'm like, I don't feel like anybody's in any real danger at any point. Like I have no doubt somebody's going to show up and save the day.
Right.
And I do believe that will change with time, but that was something that got to me with this first season. So with that in mind, I would probably give, and I agree with you, Keenan, this stretch wasn't necessarily my favorite. It does feel like it's set up. It feels like the season itself is set up for where this show is going to go as a whole. I would give this stretch 6,200. I would give this season overall a 6,800. But I don't mean, and that may be like on the lower-ish side, but I really do feel like this is a building block and it will continue to get higher from there. I see there's a lot of potential in the show, and it's definitely something that I would continue to watch.
Okay.
Yeah. I think all of you guys, your points are fair. I think that my biggest like is Rob's, which is probably why I love the show so much. Mm. My favorite thing about anime and fiction and just, you know, world things in general is world building. That's my thing. You know, I read the Harry Potter books, all of them, 4 times. You know what I'm saying? Because J.K. Rowling is one of the best world builders there is. Like, that whole entire Hogwarts experience is unreal. And I think there's a very similar world built here.
It's okay.
And I think, you said it's okay?
Go ahead.
Continue. Did you read the books?
Go ahead. Continue, man.
Yes or no question?
Just go ahead, man.
No, you don't get to have an opinion about something if you didn't read it. Did you read
the book? Yes, you can. You can have an opinion about whatever you want
to
have.
Well, I'm asking.
About.
Well, I'd like to know how valid your opinion is. How about that?
I mean, he's talking about J.K. Rowling, not the content.
No, I'm talking about
No, he is. No, he's on some ice on, okay, one, well, on
I
just, One Piece shit.
I got a question out of it.
I was trolling, man.
I'll say, did you read the book?
Trolling, man. I watched some of the movies, man.
The movies are trash. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm going to stop.
He feels very strongly about this.
I really loved Harry Potter as a kid, and I still do. It's the shit. But no, that's my favorite thing about this anime. It's my favorite thing in anime in general. Whenever you see, like, Brennan loves an anime, you're going to find there's some very specific characteristics, the biggest one being, world building is first and foremost. Is that... If the universe doesn't feel like a universe to me, then I care less and less every single episode. Mm. So that's my favorite thing. My dislikes are that I personally feel like this season moved a little slow.
I can see that.
Going through it. Like, you know, if you just look back at this entire season of how much was accomplished in the season, it's like pretty much he became a Soul Reaper and
fucked around for a
whole
season.
He fucked around for a whole season. Just figuring out.
And then
out
he got trained in the last three episodes.
That's what I'm saying. Like, he didn't exactly. He didn't even get trained to the last three episodes. And all the rest of the episodes is kind of just like poking around at like subplot stories just to give you a little bit of a bite here, a little bit of a bite there.
Yeah. I think it was also showing you that like untrained, this is Ichigo untrained and this is how good he is.
No, it's very purposeful. The thing is like, in an we're talking about this like in its own isolation chamber. So if you're just watching season one, which I didn't even know this was season one because I just binged this show.
Right.
So I didn't know where season one, season two, or anything like that stopped. So if this is the point where season one stops, then I say, all right, isolating this, it moves slow. But I also understand what comes next and that everything that happened was very necessary to be able to understand what comes next. So in all that saying, I actually would mirror a lot of Kenan's stuff. I didn't watch the last four episodes. Again, I've seen them before, but I do remember them very vividly. Thank you for the recap, Rob. I'm going to go to 66 just like Kenan, and I'm going to go with the 7700 for the first season. And I think a lot of that is mostly just because I do understand what's coming.
Yeah.
And that like I have like retro rating. So like my rating, if I watched, if sure. I would give it two different ratings. Like I say, if it was just watching the first time right now, I'd say it's probably like 7,000.
Yeah.
But because I understand the context, I give the 7,700.
Okay.
Yeah. I get that. I mean,
it's better watching the second time for sure.
Oh, I feel like the hype that you guys are building for it. Yeah.
No, it deserves all of it. The thing is, like, I think there's a reason why Bleach fans are the most reasonable fans in anime. Is because it's one of the most reasonable animes. It's like, it's just really like, this isn't an anime that you feel so super strongly about any one thing, except for the anime itself.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because like in other animes, like, yo, it's Naruto, you know, and like Sasuke. And then like, you know, they start naming people. This anime, it's not really like that. It's just like, yo, like,
that's true.
It's the world.
Yeah.
Like, just like, yo,
because
you
there's so many characters who are like
exactly. This, this show is one of the best world building and character developing shows I've ever seen. And so in that, I'm just like, it's not about Ichigo. It's not about Renji. It's not about Byakuya. It's about the show. You know what I'm saying?
That's
and I
cool.
think they do a really good job of doing that because there's so many characters that matter that it's just like, you
know.
So
the show is
the most important
thing.
Because there are fights that Ichigo's not even in that I've recently watched, and I was like, oh, shit. I was about to text Brennan, actually. One of them was like, is so-and-so going to die? I was going to text today. I'm not going to say what happened.
No, there's, that's
like,
the thing. Is like, there's like so
and
many.
Ichigo wasn't even around for that.
Yeah, there's like whole plots that Ichigo's not even a part of.
So the show itself is the most important thing, not the character.
Because
Dragon Ball Z, Goku is the most important thing, for sure.
Ichigo's important, but it's like, if Goku is 100% important to Dragon Ball Z, I'd say Ichigo's like 50% important to Bleach. Like,
wow.
If Ichigo disappears from Bleach, the show continues.
There's still so many story arcs you could
The show would 100% continue without Ichigo.
Wow.
And but the thing is, you don't know that until the world's built. But after the world's built, you could be like, yo, I could literally be a fly on any one of these mini characters' like arms or their walls or whatever, and you'd be like, this shit is lit. Like, straight up.
And what's dope is also there'd be times when you're like, a lot of the characters you'll first meet, and you're like, I hate this character because they start out as like a villain, and then you're like rooting for them in like 10 episodes, and you're like, now I don't want this person to die.
So, yeah, no, that's pretty dope. It seems like that. Like, they do a good job of setting characters up that I'm like, all right, this person's going to be important. I can tell these people are
going to
be coming back.
Well, there's a Sherlock Holmes moment when they're like, oh, and they do a huge flashback, and it explains so many things that happened in season one that I had forgotten about. And I'm like, oh, shit, that's why this happened, and that's why that happened. It was all leading up to this one fucking
Mike
moment.
Mike Hall just said, I would watch the Byakuya show. I'm like, yeah, I would too, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Holy shit, I would watch the Byakuya show. I'd watch the Zenpachi show. This is the show
I'd
watch.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so we gotta start cleaning up and getting it up out of here, man. It's about 5:15.
Wait, did Ice give his ratings?
When he texted me, he didn't give a rating.
All right, cool. Thanks for the questions, Ice.
Yeah, let me go. Let me make sure. No, he didn't give a rating at all.
Okay.
Next week, thank you guys for your stuff. Next week, we will be taking actually a break. Rob has some very, very important things he has to do. I'm going to be out of
town. He's engaged.
He's engaged, and he will not
be
engaged
much longer.
Anymore. Yeah.
He's getting married.
He's getting married.
Woo! Yeah.
Congratulations, Rob.
Thank you very much.
Congratulations to Rob. Early congratulations.
I'm doing it.
Yeah, and Brent's actually going to be the ordained minister.
Doing the deed.
I'm the minister for the wedding. It's going to be great.
So it's going to be great. Mm-hmm. I will be out of town, so I won't be able to be here either myself. So the next episode will actually be on the 18th for Patreon subscribers and the 22nd of October for everybody else listening on streaming platforms. Let's give out our shout-outs, man. You want to go ahead, Brennan? Or your handles, whatever?
Oh, yeah. I'm at Brennan the Best on Instagram.
Go ahead. Rob?
Yeah. You know I'm not usually... one on social media, but I've been plugging people.
Hey,
artists.
Look, you guys, your Instagram to work.
Yeah, Instagram is back. There was a moment that I didn't think I was going to have anybody. But actually, found out about this artist. Their handle on Instagram is It Is The Man Himself. All one word, It Is The Man Himself. They do a lot of stuff in anime style, but the style itself changes up from piece of artwork from to piece of artwork. It's pretty dope stuff. They've got stuff in there that you might recognize. It looks like stuff that's original work that's, you know, cartoonish to stuff that looks like it's out of a Miyazaki movie. It's pretty dope. So check them out. It's the man himself.
Okay. Thank you, everybody, for showing up to the movie night. Sword of the Stranger. Yeah, that was...
Oh, we're laughing at this dumb shit. Go on.
Laughing at the buffer. Hilarious. Hilarious.
Okay, I'm done. I'm sorry. I'm done.
All right. So yeah, we watched Sword of the Stranger this past week.
The sad movie?
No. That was ISIS movie.
Okay.
Watch this shit.
What movie?
Sword of the Stranger.
I've heard good things.
I rated it an 8,000, what, 8,200, I think it was.
Damn. Right. That's good.
Yeah.
Where did you watch it? What's it on?
I watched it on Funimation.
Oh.
Damn.
Well.
I can give you guys an Amazon link.
I gotcha. All right, cool.
Yeah. Send me that.
Yeah, yeah, because the fighting in there was super, super dope.
Is this a good movie to watch with my girlfriend?
I mean, I don't know what she's into, because
she's in the anime. She about this life.
Motherfuckers, when they're getting cut down, they're getting cut the fuck down in the show. Yeah, they're getting cut down.
I like how Cameron leans and says, "Oh, it's gory."
They go there in this shit. People getting swords thrown straight in their face. It's like
Damn.
Crazy. Yeah.
All right.
But it's pretty good.
You gave it an 8,400 apparently.
8,400. That's what it was. Yeah. Wow. I think we all, because shout out to Tank, shout out to Zay, shout out to Anthony. They all gave it pretty high scores. Also, I forgot which ones that they seen it already.
You guys rank this?
They ranked it in the 8,000s also.
Damn. That's high praise.
Wait. So what did you rate Princess Mononoke? Is it better than that?
No, I feel like Princess Mononoke is damn near almost like a 9.
I gave it a 9.
Yeah, it's up there.
Mononoke is one of the best movies I've ever
seen. I watched it a few years ago, and I was just like, this shit holds up, too.
It's so good.
Yeah, it holds up.
It makes you feel shit, but also care.
It's a great movie.
I feel like my girl liked that movie.
Dad Dude Tank gave it an 86.
Yeah.
86? Yeah, send me that Amazon link.
Yeah. So yeah, it was an enjoyable movie. Kenan Baker and everything, man. Amazon Pod. Buffer moment. Buffer. Patreon.com/AnimeShun. AnimeShun Pod on every single thing, all platforms, AnimeShun Podcast on all platforms. Hit us up, man. If you think about tuning into another episode of AnimeShun. Peace out.
Peace.
Peace.
And so anime was solved forever.